It's about 7 o'clock in the morning on Monday the 17th of August, and I'm going into my 8th day of guide dog training at the Barnet Hill Hotel. I didn't record an audio diary yesterday because by the time I actually came to go to bed, I was so tired I couldn't think what to say or what to do. But yesterday was actually a really good, positive day. Or at least the afternoon was. In the morning, we went down to a local village that the dogs hadn't been to before, with the aim of doing a walk where they wouldn't be guessing which way we were to go. Which was obviously quite interesting, as before, all the walks we've previously done, Vance had been there before and had some idea of which way he was going to go and how to approach certain obstacles. So we went to this village anyway, and as usual, at the moment, I was the first one to go, whilst the others stayed in the van. And it was quite a complicated one in some ways. It involved several road crossings. It was sort of a block one, although or more semicircle. But it involved quite large indents on curbs, and for instance, in order to do one where would effectively, if I can think about it the right way, effectively walk along a road with a main road on the left, side road ahead, indent on the side road, cross over. We wanted to go right then on the side road. However, in order to do that, we had to let the dog continue in a straight line, so going left and outdenting. Stop him and then get him to go right, which, although right actually looked like going back. So actually, if you thought about it in terms of straight lines, it would be stopping, turning right, but because of the outdent it failed, so we were going back, and so trying to say the right command is quite difficult. My brain also seemed to be somewhat switched off, so I kept saying the wrong things, like straight on instead of forward, something like that. Vance had a good guess anyway, but hopefully we'll be a bit more switched on today. I think we really need to think about what we're doing and try and put a bit more into it. It's been easy after a week of doing it. It's easy to switch off a little bit, I think. But so it was a bit dispiriting in some ways, actually, just how I thought I was getting into it. I thought I was understanding it and getting there, and then, you know, throw in a new hurdle and things become a bit more difficult again. But I suppose that's the nature of it, and it's going to be just like that when we go back to our home areas. But in the afternoon, once Diggly and Emma had gone, actually at the point of them going, Vance was a bit agitated and jumpy and didn't want to have his gentle leer put on, and then once it was on, just spent the whole time trying to get it off and wriggling and squirming and all of that and being a bit frustrating, really. But once they'd gone, he was absolutely brilliant and can't fault him at all. And this afternoon, well, almost at all, but that afternoon had my parents and my sister visiting. Started off with my sister, Jessica, joining us, Vance and I, that is, in the dining room. And she gave him a little hug and a pat, which I think he quite enjoyed, rolled onto his back. and then we went out and saw my parents outside, and again he was very quiet and fine. And then after popping back to the room to spend him and give him a bit of water, we went back around to the side, one of the sides of the hotel, where there's a small pond with a fountain, which thankfully, although Vance does like water, he didn't take too much notice of. But we had a little play with him there on the long lead. My mum had bought some toys, like a stick made from ropes, small ropes, which is quite nice, and a ball made from rope, and a big Kong, big rubber thing for German, especially for German shepherds, for its size. He would be able to carry in his mouth or something. Although I thought that would be better to use when free running or something like that, or in the room perhaps. So anyway, we tried using the stick, which he really took to. Could throw it a little bit and he would go and get it or play tug of war with him. And or you would hold it between his front paws and try and chew on it. And so that was rather good. And then after that, popped him back to the room, and Jessica stayed with him, with instructions on what to do if he got a bit agitated. And he was actually listening to her commands, so felt fairly confident that she'd be okay. I gather, though, that after about 20 minutes or so, when they were actually quite calm and everything was fine, he suddenly put his front paws on her shoulders, and apparently, let's say, he liked her a bit. which I think was a bit of a surprise, but it sounds as though she dealt with it well. Said no very firmly, got him to go down, and then got him to go over to his bed where she benched him. And then retreated a bit and waited for him to calm down. And he was fine after that, didn't try it again or anything, even when unbenched. And then after that, we went and we had a little game of boulet. We were going to try and play croquet, but somebody had walked off with the key to the box. But it was a good test for him, because seeing me throwing a ball and not doing too much. To begin with, he was pretty disinterested in my parents doing it, and then when I picked up a ball, he sat up and took some notice. And when I actually threw it, he apparently made to sort of stand up and rush forward a bit. But I'd already told Jessica to give him a little jerk on the lead and say no very firmly, which she did. I then went over to him and told him to get down. And after that, he was absolutely fine. He was, when I threw a ball, not a problem at all. He would watch me apparently, follow where the ball went, and then look back again. So I think that's very positive. It means that we can walk across greens where they're playing cricket or something, and all should be okay, hopefully. I mean, it probably needs more reinforcing. I wouldn't like to think that it's all sorted, but I think that was all pretty good. And in the evening, as usual, we had our dinner, although a bit strange, as last night, or until fairly late in the evening, we had the whole hotel to ourselves, bar a couple of members of staff. So we had very attentive service, as always. They really are very, very good here. Had a very nice time. Really going to miss that, actually. I gather that this evening, or tonight, we've got the hotel to ourselves again, and then it starts to get busier after tomorrow. But there we go. So I'll try and report back after today's day. We're going to do some traffic work, which there are different people have different opinions on what it involves. I've heard some things, other people have heard other things. We're not really sure what to expect. We'll see what happens. It's high time I took Vance out to go and do his business, and then feed him. And then we've got to be out the door at 9 today, so I need to go and have a quick breakfast. So I had better get on. I think Vance is going back to sleep.